This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Routines and time. That's what we've been discussing today. Nathaniel Hawthorne said this, time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. He was a novelist, and we'll get a little bit more into that because I want to use some of his work as a little bit of a backdrop for this segment. But time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. What is it leaving? What is he saying? Is that about a legacy? Are you concerned about a legacy? My bet is you are concerned about your legacy. Kevin Jackson is you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hopefully you'll check out some of the things that we do. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale and you can see the things that we offer in the form of merch. We have decided our merchandise is going to be our message. It's going to be hard hitting. It's going to be the things that I say. And I hope you'll wear it and send a picture of you wearing it or using your mug or whatever, because we love to feature you on the website. Legacy. Your shadow. What are you going to leave behind? Do you care? Who do you care it's for? When you think about a legacy, are you looking at it like, man, I sure hope that people recognize me everywhere and they remember my work? Most of us don't. I'm going to use this word loosely, famous. I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap what anybody thinks of me beyond my circle. One of my buddies and I were talking the other night. He said to me, Kevin, man, we really want you guys to go with us on this vacation with us. And he goes on to tell me, you know, how great of friends we are. Mutually. I feel identically the same. That friend of mine, they are the godparents to my youngest son. That's how much I think about him. He's like a brother. His wife is like a sister to me. Their kids are like my kids. I would do anything for them. That's my legacy. My legacy is in those friendships that were formed. Here's what I can tell you, and I can tell you this is a fact. I have at least five friends who would fight for me to the death or who would bail me out of jail. At least. Do you know that you are lucky to have one of those in your lifetime? I have at least five. I probably have more than that if I really stop and think about it. These are people who are like brothers and sisters to me. They would do anything for me and have. I'm not even having to think about it. They've done it. Not fight to the death, but nor they bail me out of jail, but they bail me out of situations. People have listened to this program going, this dude's a hooligan. I'm not a hooligan. But I feel identically the same. And I would do the same for them. And so that's your legacy. It's the people around you, that little group that you go, they know me. They know who I am, kind of a thing, right? That's your shadow. Your kids, they're your shadow. You do the best you can. I would hate to be Ted Bundy's parents, you know what I mean, or Gacy's or something. But it is what it is. And you can't, it is a shadow you leave, good or bad. And we all try to do the best that we can. And I think that's what Hawthorne was saying. By the way, short story writer, novelist, wrote many, many amazing works of arts. Maybe you read Twice Told Tales in school at some point. And certainly you've heard of The Scarlet Letter, right? Or The House of Seven Gables. They write of Hawthorne, whose family descended from Haythorne. He added the W. But they write of his use of allegory and symbolism that makes him so studied, why people want to understand his writings. History, morality, religion, all things that we talk about today. And put it in the context of leftism today, and it really gets interesting, because like The Scarlet Letter, set in a village in Puritan New England, the main character is a lady named Hester Prynne. I don't know if you guys ever read the story, but she has a child out of wedlock. She got a baby daddy, okay? And Hester believed herself to be a widow, But her husband, a guy named Chillingsworth, Roger Chillingsworth, he comes back to New England. He's alive, but he doesn't let people know who he is. He conceals his identity. And he finds out that his wife has been forced to wear this scarlet letter A on her dress as punishment for her adultery. Now, after prying Hester refuses to name the father of her baby daddy, Chillingsworth wants to find out who is the father of her baby. And he finds out that the father of the baby is a minister, a young minister, a guy named Arthur Dimmesdale. And he is the leader of those who want her to name the father. The reason why I'm telling this story is because this is such perfect leftism. This is a dude who's pretending to be a man of God. And he's saying, you will name the father of your child. And he's pretending that he's not the father of the child and exhorting, prying Hester to, you will name him. And the guy finds out about it. Her actual husband, who, you know, he didn't know. She thought he was dead. But he's back. He finds out. So he torments Arthur Dimmesdale, you know, into insanity. And you know, and this lady, she's never repentant because she thought that she was in love with this guy. Yeah. Anyway, you can look at this any way you want. I look at prying Hester as a true hero, and I think that's what Hawthorne was trying to do as well. He's saying, despite what society was wanting to do with her, you know, she was in love. She thought her husband was dead, and she found herself a man. And he was too chicken crap in order to admit, hey, I'm having sex with this woman because I love her. And I get it. You know, this is all written during the Puritan times and everything. But it is an allegory for what we're talking about today. For the record, prying Hester today would be nothing. Hawthorne couldn't even write about her. He would be like, there was a woman who had a baby out of wedlock. And he went, okay, and the father was a young preacher, you know, and you mean Jesse Jackson? Oh, man. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, all the men and women merely players. They have their exits, their entrances. One man in time plays many parts, his act being seven pages. Yep, all the world is a stage. We're just playing our parts, folks. What's your shadow?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
America is racist. That's what the left tells us. And what they are trying to say is that we're racist, which means, of course, they are the racists. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm actually surprised that Rasmussen took on this topic in a poll. It's a racism poll because we all know America's not racist. Yeah, I said it. America's not racist. America is so overwhelmingly not racist, I'm actually always surprised we're talking about this subject. Now, when I say America, I'm talking about true America. I'm not talking about leftist America. Leftist America are the most vile racists on the planet. Vile sexist. Vile genderists, whatever, LGBTists, they are the most vile of all the ills of society. Period. That's why none of them will come on this program to argue with me or debate me. They don't want me on their program debating because I kick their butts. If you want to know why I'm not more seen, it's that simple. It's that simple. Anyway, in this era of woke, and Joey Demento's administration pushing critical race theory, you know, we know that leftists believe America is suffering from racism. So where is it? It's an interesting question for which leftists have no answer when they say, oh, you guys are racist. They can't point to anything. The minute they say it, you're like, well, that's really funny because we have an adopted black kid. We have black friends. I hire many black employees. Oh, that's because you're made to do it. They have every excuse in the book because they can't. They can show no evidence of you being racist. None. But there is a poll on the subject, and we now have the answer. Americans believe black people are more racist than whites, and they think that Hispanics and Asians are the least racist. Kudos to the Hispanics and the Asians. Way to go. Whoa. I don't know if that's true, but I do know black folks, black leftists, not black conservatives. I don't have a racist bone in my body. If you are good, if you're a good person, you're in my book. Let me see. Let me count my white friends. I got Dylan Lowry. I got Kirby and Kelly. I got Gary and Donna. Let me see. Mark and Amy. They always say, don't tell how many, you know, don't count your white friends or, you know, especially with white people. They're like, oh, every time you call a white person a racist, they say, I have black friends. I have white friends. They're too many to count, too. I got friends of all colors, all creeds, religion. I have gay friends that, let me tell you something. These two big old gay boys can throw down in the kitchen. Whoa! I tell you what. They left some collard greens and some black-eyed peas on our porch on New Year's. 1 year, and I'm telling you, as God is my witness, best collard greens and black-eyed peas I've ever eaten, ever in life, including grandma's and in a restaurant. That don't make me gay, though, but I tell you what, I ate those beans and those collard greens, like, man, it makes my mouth water thinking about it right now. So anyway, and they're good friends. They moved. They bought a place, invited us down. I will absolutely go. I don't condone the lifestyle, but I don't care. That's up to them. I don't, you know, it's just, I don't even care. I'm just saying, and most people don't. Anyway, here's back to this poll. Latest Rasmussen National Telephone Survey, whatever. 70% of American adults think the term racism refers to any discrimination by people of one race against another. By the way, who are the 30% that don't believe in that definition? Anyway, just 16% say it refers only to discrimination by white people against minorities, and another 14% are not sure. Clearly, these findings have not changed much since 2020, and they clicked to the link on that. But what they found is that most Americans believe black people want to exonerate themselves from the ability to be racist because they think racism only applies when it's white people being racist to blacks. Now, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? I mean, that's so ridiculous. And you'll hear this all the time. Well, you cannot be racist if you do not have power. And which is nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. You can be racist whether you have power or not. You may not be able to do anything about it. In other words, you can hate white people, but be subservient to them. Like, let's just take slaves back in the day. They could have hated white folks. They could have been completely racist. By the way, they would have had every reason to be racist. And that racism isn't really racism when it's based on not so much your color, but it's based on your activities towards me. For example, I can't stand black leftists. Does that make me racist? No. I don't like the activities of black leftists. I think they are the scourge of the earth because they buy into the weakness of white leftist racist and liberal enablers. And then they propagate that into society, and they breed nothing but hate and contempt. I can't stand people like that. I don't care what color they are. And I'm equally racist against the white folks, these leftist enablers, who make black people believe that they need to think that way. What does that make me? It makes me a realist. Along with black racist folks, there is this other person who joins them, and the common tie with all this racism that we're talking about is one thing, leftists. Leftists are racist. It doesn't matter what their color is, their gender, their sexuality, or whatever. If you hear racism, a leftist is the owner. Leftists will hate you immediately because you say you are Republican, you voted for Trump, you are a conservative, etc. You could have handed them gold ingots, and they will decry you. Oh, they'll take the gold, but they will decry you. Yep. And here's, let me just prove it. From Oscar So White to critical race theory, I need you to understand the spectrum of racism is from leftists. Black leftist elites were unhappy about not getting trophies despite making millions of dollars in Hollywood on movies. And white racist elitists keep black idiots begging for more despite having no evidence of real racism from anybody other than themselves. And these same white folks will denigrate the non-woke generation. They will denigrate white. They will kiss the boots of black folks and virtue signal. Meanwhile, they convince a generation of young blacks to be racist, regardless of the countless examples of non-racist America. That is racism.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is renewing his calls for gun reform amid a series of mass shootings this week. The president speaking at a National Education Association event.
With your help, we passed the most significant bipartisan gun safety legislation in 30 years, but it's not nearly enough.
The president is advocating for an expansion of background checks and banning assault rifles. In the last week, there have been major shootings in Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Indianapolis, among other cities. Justice Samuel Alito has surpassed Justice Clarence Thomas as the most conservative justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. The data from the Martin Quinn scoring system shows Alito with 2.5 points in the conservative column, while Thomas has about 2.3. The data also shows the court is consistently more conservative. Tim Berg, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I get your letters, I get your emails, I get your phone calls, and I always ask myself, well, not always, but most of the time after I get the message, I say, what in the heck is wrong with conservative white people, and when will you stop apologizing? I talked about this the other day. Do you feel good hiding your feelings, your opinions, hiding your genuine self? Because that's not good, right? The most self-actualized people are the people who represent themselves publicly in the same as they are privately. Those are the people that are the closest to self-actualization in the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Melissa doesn't like when I speechify to you. We've had this discussion a few times, but every now and then I got to give you a bit of tough love. I feel like I am part yogi, I am part psychologist, I am part motivational speaker, I am part pastor, part counselor, whatever you need, part friend, confidant, whatever. But I feel like we have to have these discussions. We're at a point in America where you're not quite sure who you are anymore. So let me be very clear to you conservatives. Leftists, particularly white leftists, represent the biggest existential threat to mankind. Those white folks are vile human beings, spawn of the devil himself. They hide behind their want to do good as they leave a vapor trail of destruction in their jet blast. Do you get it? When a white leftist finishes with whatever it's working on, it devours it and not even bones or hair remains. They are the hyenas in human form. And if you don't believe me, look at what they've done to black folks. You're witnessing it. You're watching the scavengers go at a race of people who are tired of being marginalized, who are tired of being picked on. The black community has been targeted. They've been pulled out of America, pulled out of human form to say, we're going to go and, as the leftists would say, help, and I use my finger quotes, these people. See, let me explain something to you. The pre-white leftists enabled black person was a hardy American. Self-sufficient, a magnificent moral core, God-fearing, family-oriented, more dependable than the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. I tell people this all the time. A black woman was a white woman's most, that was her best friend. That was her confidant. That's what she told That woman, that black woman, was the person the white woman told all her deepest, darkest, dirtiest deeds and secrets. She wouldn't even tell her girlfriends this. And the black man was the right-hand man to the white guy, who he may have worked for or whatever, but he was the right-hand man. He was the most dependable dude in that white man's life, even including the white dude's wife. But somewhere along the line, folks, white leftist enablers got a hold of black folks and corrupted a few of them, and they have turned them into the most sorry, whiny losers of today. Even when black leftists reach the pinnacle of success, they whine like pansies. They want their Oscars, or I want a black general manager or coach, or they want their reparations. Others pretend to care about the common man. Oh, these poor black men out here getting beat up by cars, man. I just feel bad. As they get into their Lamborghinis, speed back past four cops that pull them over and want their autographs. I'm just telling you, it is the biggest deception on the planet, and it is being fueled by white leftists. Yeah, so as I said in a previous broadcast, and I'm telling you again today because I did the old stop apologizing segment yesterday, but let's just continue it because, you know, we've talked about everybody wanting to protest, and there's always some angst in America. Somebody's being oppressed that we've got to stay on this. We got to drone on. Back in the day when we sang songs, "We Shall Overcome," well, we did it. And you're still apologizing. You're still apologizing for being part of the success of the greatest country in the world, in the greatest country in America. I almost said that. I didn't say it. Greatest country in the world. You're apologizing. Yeah. You got these silly Negroes out there, well trained by these white leftists, leftists who pretend, "I don't see color." Biggest lie in politics. "I don't see color." Let me tell you something, white people. I love you to death, but I see your color. But does it matter? Absolutely not. You know what I see? I mean, I'm not going to get crude here, but let's face it, guys. If the first thing you see I'm just going to use a beautiful woman is her color. Wow, good for you. I mean, I can appreciate a nice tan. But I can appreciate an untanned body. I can appreciate women of all colors. There's much more I'm going to notice on a woman besides that. If you're an athlete, I'm not going to go, "Ooh, look at that white boy athlete." If I see, man, that dude is built. You know, he's look at him lift that weight. I'm looking at the lifting of the weight. I'm not going, "Look at that white guy lifting the weight." I'm like, "Wow, that is a lot of weight." Unbelievable what we... Our folks are, "Oh, but I don't see color." If you don't see color, then why does the LGBT use the rainbow to represent their flag? To say you don't see color is to say, "I don't appreciate art." Or, "I don't appreciate clothing, couture." Right? "I don't appreciate that red Lamborghini," or whatever. You do appreciate it. You understand it. And it's insignificant. You go shopping and you say, "I need to go get a gray suit. I want to get a black suit. I'm going to go get me a blue suit. I love this dress. The colors are so vibrant." We are trained to notice color. And we're trained to notice it in all its obscurity. We don't care. I mean, when you go look for brown shoes, it isn't because you're racist against black shoes or you're racist against blue shoes. You're matching an outfit. But boy, we overlook it because we've been trained. "I don't look at color." I've heard concern. "I don't look at color." I know a redhead when I see one. I know the difference between a blonde and a brunette. I know the difference between blue eyes and brown eyes. There's nothing wrong with seeing color. White conservatives, let me just explain it to you because you're having trouble here. I know. You see color, but you have the ability to see beyond color. You see character. No pretense and not recognizing a person's blackness. I have this friend who happens to be black, who happens to be white, who happens to be Hispanic, or whatever. We see color for what it is, a descriptor of the person's human form. And I've said this before, I've said it 1,000 times. If we were all the same identical color, I guarantee you leftists would figure out a way to separate us. You do notice his eyes are, there's a certain class of them, the eyes are just a little bit wider than the others. Why is it that we choose that obscure thing to say this is what's going to galvanize us one way or the other? And when we talk about the evolution of a country, why haven't we evolved to the point where we go, that's nonsense. We know it is. We conservatives do. White leftist virtue signal as they proclaim things like Black Lives Matter. And white conservatives rightly fire back All Lives Matter. Because no life is any better than any other, regardless of color. So to say Black Lives Matter is unbelievably racist. Yet white leftists embrace this racism in hopes that they appear more woke than their counterparts. They feed the racism of black leftists and they return to their sanctuaries. Away from the very people they proclaim to help. They don't live in these neighborhoods. White leftists scream, disband the police or get rid of ICE. Knowing that these law enforcement agencies are sorely needed, particularly in black communities. White leftists ignore the facts regarding blacks killed by police in America. They dismiss any statistics counter to their narrative, and they are so demented they encourage black leftists to demonize anyone who dare bring up black-on-black crime in the discussion of Black Lives Matter, and we let them. You don't have anything to apologize for. These racists are the ones who need to apologize.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Next hour, I'm going to be talking about General Mathis. Mattis, Mad Dog. And I'm just setting you up for it because there's a ton to talk about. There was a woman, and maybe we'll cover this in the final segment or something, but it was a woman who was mad she couldn't loot. I don't know if you guys saw that. The amount of crazy that is circulating out there. Wait, do you want to play that? Yeah, let's do that because it goes in the line with me preaching to you guys today to stop apologizing. But anyway, let's play this. Here's a woman. I cannot tell you how many beep beep beeps you're gonna hear through this because this lady's stone crazy. But this is a black chick in Chicago who is mad that some Middle Eastern guys are actually protecting their store. They're in a little strip mall, a little strip shopping area, and they're actually kind of standalone stores, maybe two or three. But there's a beauty supply place, and there's a Boost Mobile store. And she's driving by there because she wants to loot it. And she's upset that they're standing out there with weapons in order to prevent her and other blacks from looting it. And so here's the clip.
He ain't even a legal citizen. This is where we at, right here. I'm by myself, a whole black woman by myself. And they ready to kill me. Yeah. Let me get off from over here. My cousin is a homicide detective, Nataki Rose. Yeah. A homicide detective. I'm sending my cousin. Your homicide. Yeah. This is what they doing. On 73rd. And Saudi Island, right across the street from Farrakhan. This is what the minister is talking about. Don't trust these people that say they from Africa. They from Morocco. Fake Ramadan. Yeah. And they ready to kill black people over this cheap they got from China. Yeah. They ready to kill somebody. And this month, and they got a black man out here with these guns. Ready to kill us and said don't break in a store, but they on our turf. And this is some mother cheap China beauty supply fake mother Boost Mobile fake. And this is how they protecting they ready to kill me. And this mother standing on the roof with a whole mother AK-47 and the other mother over there. And I know Illinois, you don't have a license to conceal and carry. You don't. You don't have a license to conceal and carry. This is not Detroit. This is not a right to bear arms. These people got the black men out here ready to kill more black people if we decide to loot their store. They ready to kill us. But we gonna come back. And you gotta have that gun all motherfucking day. Cause you don't even know who I am. Allah go burn this place, Allah. Burn them down, Allah. Burn them down during Ramadan. Look how they protected this material stuff, Allah. Burn them, Allah. Burn them, Allah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So, when you listen to a clip like that, do you get upset? Do you think to yourself, holy crap, how many things that this chick say that you go, really? I mean, how much does he know about the Second Amendment and the Constitution and conceal and carry? I mean, this is the level of ignorance that's just floating around out there. And I would love to tell you that she's an anomaly. But I'm telling you, there is much that's normal in the black community about this woman. This is a woman that really doesn't understand why y'all protecting this junk that's made from China. It's just made in China. Is that worth my life? I mean, I want you to just try to put yourself into the head, the logic behind somebody saying, why won't you let me loot your store? Look at you with your, you know, sanctimonious but protecting merchandise over me. You hear people over property. I talked about this the other day. People over property. That's what their new slogan is. Oh, you want to protect people over property. Because the property, there's nothing involved in the property. So what? You bought a home in a neighborhood. You put your furnishings in it. You put your own personal life in that dwelling, right? You've got your pictures of your kids, your grandkids. You've got little artifacts of where you visited and things like this, things you've collected over the years. That is your little piece of the world. And what a person says to you is, I don't respect that. It's just property. If I want to come in and take your TV or take your stereo or whatever, who are you to stop me? Because it's just property. Property over people. You can't want to do... Right? I'm just putting you in the head of somebody. I would never in my life think I should go into somebody's house, steal their stuff, and think, look, it's property over people. They should not want to harm me because it's only stuff. You know what's funny? When people talk about things, and it makes me think of Pulp Fiction and the guy had his dad's watch, You remember Bruce Willis played the guy that had the guy's, had his dad. He coveted his dad's watch. That watch was worthless to anybody else. If you found it on the street, you'd throw it away. But it was precious to him. Because his dad had keistered it, getting it out of Vietnam or something. I don't remember the details of it. It's been too long since I've seen the movie. Do you have anything like that? Something that has no value to anybody else, but it has immense value to you. That's your property. Because that property does have meaning. It's not just people over property. It's all the stuff behind it, all the symbolism behind everything. And the symbolism around your home is that is where you built your life. The symbolism behind your company is that is where you built your life. And that is where other people are building their lives. You ever gone to companies and they got all these awards deals and they're clapping because old George got his award and this guy's been there 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and they're giving out pins and bonuses and things like that. Hey, let's just burn that down because George Floyd got killed by a white cop. That probably they had a personal beef with one another. Let's just destroy everything. And let's change. I mean, I'm going to talk more about this, but now we're going to redefine racism and we're going to redefine. Everybody's got to get re-woke. I spoke earlier about the difference between us and them, the people that want to disband the police and get rid of ICE, knowing how important these law enforcement agencies are to the black community. And we can't have a discussion around Black Lives Matter and statistics. Let me tell you something. Here's a little fun fact for you. Chicago has spent I can't remember the number, but it's multiple millions of dollars in settlements for police since 2004. I want to say it's $663 million in settlements. And I looked it up and I wanted to find out what's the restitution. That's when the cops do something wrong, okay? What's the restitution when a criminal does something wrong? There is a thing called restitution. In Africa, they do it, they call it blood money. Because if you harm another family or whatever, they want blood. And the only way that you don't, that there's not retaliation, is you pay them off. And so we have a system of that. It's called restitution. Do you know in the state of Illinois, you can get up to $27,000 for harm done to you? So if somebody kills a family member or rapes your daughter or whatever and they're found guilty, they can theoretically have to pay restitution. And I looked at how much restitution gets paid out in the state of Illinois. It's $5 million a year. That's a good year. $5 million. Now, there were 543 murders in Chicago in 2015. In 2017, they paid out $5 million in restitution. I want you to just think, just murders. That wasn't the number of people that got shot, because there were over 2,000 people that got shot. They deserve restitution. That doesn't include rape. It doesn't include robbery. You get what I'm saying? And less than $5 million is paid out in restitution. Here's a fun little fact for you. In 2015 alone, Chicago spent $163 million in hospitalization related to crime. Yeah. All these policies, nothing, I mean, blank checks that we have to essentially give to these cities, and they want you to feel guilty? White leftists control every city, major city in this country. They destroy them. You build neighborhoods and enclaves that blacks want to move to, and you're apologizing. Stop it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.